Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic with Monica Cox. Monica is a top, and I'm actually going to close this music because it is so loud on my side, so just bear with me. So Monica is our guest for this episode, and she is a functional fertility coach and infertility warrior. She helps women get to the bottom of their fertility issues using science-based functional medicine to help increase their chances of getting and staying pregnant. She dealt with years of unexplained infertility, failed IVFs, and survived several miscarriages before becoming an IVF mom and getting pregnant natural, even though the doctor said there was nothing she could do to improve her situation. And I cannot wait to start to explore this concept with her. Monica is a best-selling author of journals called Boost Your Embryos, Baby and Me, and Fertility Food, and host of the highly popular podcast called Finding Fertility. Monica is dedicated to inspiring women to look beyond their infertility diagnosis and take control of their health through clean eating and simplifying their lifestyle. Her signature online program called The Fertility Formula and personal fertility-focused coaching has helped multiple women, many, many women, increase their chances of creating the family of their dreams. So I am so pleased to have Monica join us today on this episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic. Thank you for joining me, Monica.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I feel like we haven't talked in forever. And that was an inside joke because Monica and I were just recording for her podcast where I was her guest. And so she's our guest for today. And I'm so pleased to have you because when I had first started this podcast, I really hadn't thought about different assets of authenticity and success. And when you came to me and presented me with this option to have you on the show and talk about infertility, this was such a great topic because it's something that I know executive moms deal with and work with because you and I have both worked through it too. Yeah. And so I'd love for you to share with me in terms of your journey through infertility and where did authenticity come in for you in order for you to have your successful pregnancies?
Yeah. So, I mean, it started when I was relatively young. I was 27. And I thought I could just get pregnant easily and naturally. There was no like big warning signs or big issues. And it just didn't happen for years. And we discovered through IVF treatment that I actually had low egg quality, which IVF is the only way you can discover that. You could do an AMH test, but that's not really a good representation of the quality. It's more looking at like the amount. I still think it's a really crappy test, just by the way. So, and yeah, I just, you know, the doctor said I couldn't do anything about it. Just keep trying IVF. And your unexplained fertility issues are just one of those things. And I don't know. It just didn't sit well with me. I really wish I could sit here and say that I was desperate to be a mom and it was the only thing I ever wanted to do, but probably like you and your listeners, it wasn't. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to travel. I wanted to do lots of things and be a mother at the same time. And I think it was just the fact that they were telling me I couldn't, that I was like, nah, I can. I definitely can. I can figure it out. And that was my journey of being really authentic. It wasn't easy. And I can't sit here and say I did everything right. And I stuck up to those doctors and didn't follow their advice. We got very bad advice many times after that. And I didn't have enough courage. I think a lot of us women can really feel this, you know, in a male-dominated environment or in an environment where you're not the expert, right? They're in the white coat. They know best. And I didn't follow my intuition many times. And every time I didn't, it failed miserably. And I had to pick myself up and go, okay, follow your gut, you know, like, do what you know, deep down, this is the right path for you. And even though they're not agreeing with you, it doesn't matter. Just keep doing it. And that's what led to the successful. I think my first success was actually figuring out what my issue was. So for over 6 years, I was unexplained. And then I finally discovered that I had high natural killer cells, which is everyone has natural killer cells. And they do elevate when you have a cold or a virus. They are there to help protect you. But when you're dealing with an autoimmune issue, which most of the time is stemmed from your gut health, your killer cells are elevated all the time. And so they start attacking things that they shouldn't be attacking. And in my case, they were attacking the embryos. So they weren't even letting the embryos implant. So that was a real successful move. And I had a doctor talk us out of the immune testing before our second IVF because I wasn't having reoccurring miscarriages. And it was really devastating after that IVF failed because I was like, why didn't I listen to myself? I went to that clinic specifically for that testing. Why didn't I stand up? And I think being authentic and being yourself and following your intuition is a lot like bravery. Like you have to be brave in the midst of all these people who are the experts or have more power than you and who are saying you can't do it, to stand up to them and go, no, this is my life. This is my body. This is my belief. It's my money. Like, let me just spend it. Right. And during this journey, because the doctors weren't giving me any answers, I went and looked in other boxes, right? Most of them were very wrong. I did a lot of crazy things, but I stumbled onto functional medicine and functional health. And now we call it functional fertility. And discovered that the root cause of my infertility was my gut health, was my adrenal health, was my liver health. And those things all trickle down to your fertility. So just because you have ovaries, just because you have a womb, just because you have a normal PMS cycle or you're ovulating, that's not the only thing that's in play when it comes to your fertility. So I kept fighting. And after many failed attempts, I got the right formula. And unbeknownst to me, after many months of healing, I got pregnant naturally after 8 years. And that's when the anger set in. I was angry that this information wasn't out there for women. And that most of the time, even to this day, this was, you know, we're talking 4 years and 4 years ago that I got pregnant naturally, the doctors are saying, no, that's not what happened. No, your health has nothing to do with it. And, you know, I still get told IVF fixed your body. IVF taught you what to do. And I just like, how can a 40-year-old procedure teach a woman's body what it was been, you know, designed to do for hundreds, if not thousands of millions of years? This is crazy. So yeah, I'm on a true passion to help women, not just get pregnant, but become conscious of their decisions, of their lifestyle, of who they really are, who they really want to be, and, just live a more authentic life and become the mother that they didn't really know that they could be. Yeah. So that's my mission.
And I love your mission, but I also love your story because you fought so hard to get pregnant and to try different things. And so you were, and let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm sure when you first went to the doctors, you were probably diagnosed as infertile, right? Having a fertility issue, but you must have known something deep down, something within you was telling you that that diagnosis was incorrect for you to continue to go and to seek other options and to look for other solutions. And so that to me, I think is listening and exactly what you said, it's listening to you because you know who you are, right? And what your body is capable of, rather than taking the diagnosis of a random 70-year-old male who has, and I'm not picking on men, I'm kind of picking on men, but you know, like a random 70-year-old male doctor who has no concept truly of what a woman's body can do. They study it in textbooks, right? But they certainly don't know what your body is capable of doing. And so I love that aspect about you. And so was there anything like, you know, how did you keep going, right? Like, because 8 years, and I can remember my journey, and that's like 6 months to a year, and that's difficult. So how did you keep going for 8 years and trying and not giving up?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think it was that even though I was failing, I started to focus on where I was succeeding. So after the first failed IVF, we decided to change our diet and I changed lifestyle things and started learning about how the body actually functions as one and that things are not separate. And so I started getting little wins with like my gut health. I wasn't having the constipation and diarrhea. I wasn't having the the bloatiness. My mental clarity, my brain fog, my joint pain went away. Vaginal discharge, my sleeping, just like little normal things that I'm sure that many women have been told it's fine, like ovarian cysts. You know, I used to get those often and then they would pop during my period and, oh, it's just one of those things. And so I saw those little wins. And then when we went to the second IVF, we actually created 5 healthy embryos. So even though that IVF failed because I still had a silent autoimmune issue, that was a win. Like we went from being told I had poor egg quality, there was nothing I can do about it, to having healthy embryos. Then the next frozen embryo transfer, I got pregnant for the first time. And unfortunately, I had my first miscarriage, but I looked at it as a win. I could get pregnant, something I didn't think my body could do for 6 years. And so I just kept diving deeper into the diet and the nutrition. I ended up finding out I was highly intolerant to paprika and tomatoes. And then we started using immune suppressing drugs and we had our IVF baby. And that was a huge win again. And then I think that was kind of the end of the fertility journey for me, if I have to be truly honest. We had 2 embryos on ice. I knew I wasn't going to do another full-blown round of IVF. I was completely done with that. And I really truly believe that I was shifting my body into a state of fertility, right? My body wasn't in survival mode anymore. I had slowed down dramatically. Actually, I had quit my job right before my first embryo transfer, and I released that kind of pressure that I put on myself that I had to still be super high performing. Like when I was going to these IVF treatments, I would schedule the appointments for the very first appointment in the morning so I could drive 1.5 hours to get there, have the bloods done, drive 1.5 hours, work an 8-hour day, and then go to bed, right? Like and now look back at my journey and go, Jesus Christ, your adrenals were so whacked that it's not going to be good for your fertility if your adrenals are overstressed. And so I was done and we had the 2 embryos. We got pregnant with them, unfortunately had another miscarriage, and that was it. I was done. I wasn't, even naturally, I wasn't going to time test. it was 8 years, right? Like, whew. And it wasn't because I relaxed or I wasn't thinking about it. It was because I put in the incredible amount of hard work to reverse my issue, heal my gut, lower my NK cells. And I got pregnant naturally with our second son. So I can look back at my journey now. And because I was focusing on what was going right instead of what was going wrong, I was able to continue. And don't get me wrong. I mean, after my first miscarriage, during, before my first son was born, I filled out, surrogate forms. I was like, my body can't do this. Like, I am trying everything. I felt like I was really throwing the kitchen sink at things. I had my low moments. I had my, this isn't going to work. It's not going to happen. But I think with the whole, when you're working on your mindset, you kind of allow yourself to go to those deep, dark places. And then you say, is that really what I want? I really want to sit here. Nah, come on. There's other means. We can try something else. And, my mission is to help women make their journey just less dramatic and, wake people up to the realization that you are responsible for what's going on with your body. There are certain, obviously, situations that you can't change. But if you are looking at it from supporting your adrenals, supporting your liver, supporting your gut health, to improve your AIM quality, to improve your AMH score, you have that power, and it really lies within you. And you have to make hard decisions. Like, did I want to quit my job? Not really, but I knew I wasn't going to perform at a mediocre level in my job. I knew I was always going to give 110%. I knew I was going to over deliver. And my body was like, well, you either choose that or choose to heal. Which one do you want right now? And I knew I could go back. After I achieved what I wanted to achieve, I knew work would always be there for me. It was never going to go away.
Yeah, I love that. And so I have so many questions. So first, I love how you reframed all of the quote unquote failures into successes, right? And I'm sure it wasn't easy at the time, but it just makes such logical sense the way that you are explaining it now in terms of looking at every step and finding the silver lining. And that's what kept you going. And quite frankly, it almost changed, like, I, the way I see it, it's changed the dynamic of your body so that it went from, unhealthy, I don't know the technical terms, but from an unhealthy state to viable embryos, which is exactly mm-hmm. what you wanted in the first place. That gave you hope. So I love that about knowing that you're not quote unquote infertile, and then looking at every step and finding the success. Cause I think so often people look at success in the grand scheme and it's an all or none process, mm-hmm. right? So
yeah.
Meaning you're either pregnant or you're not. And if you're not pregnant, then you look at it, and this is what we were talking about before when we were on your podcast. Like, I looked at it as I'm not pregnant. And that was a failure rather than like a success. Okay. We tried, et cetera. Which sometimes is a success, success in and of itself, right? Especially when you're tired. So I love that aspect of it. Now, question for you, and based off of your experience, do you think anyone is ever truly infertile, or do you think that it's a combination? Okay. Tell me more about that.
The only people that can claim they're truly infertile is a woman with no ovaries, eggs, and uterus. You can still be fertile without fallopian tubes. Obviously, you'll need medical assistance, but that's fine. That's what it's there for. Men who are completely shooting blanks or have, a genetic issue with their sperm, I think that you can probably use the term infertile there. But for everyone else, with or without medical assistance, you are fertile, right? And I even go as far to say, if you carry a baby with, someone else's egg or sperm, maybe it's not your husband's sperm, if you carry that baby, you are fertile. And I think that is a huge issue within our society, and especially inside the infertility community, is we hold on to those labels. And we kind of use them as a crutch. And, when you start getting into, let's say, the woo-woo side, the spiritual side, and you start learning, it's scientifically proven, it doesn't even have to be woo-woo, that your words are so powerful and your thoughts are so powerful. And yeah, the first 3 to 4 years, I was saying all sorts of crazy things about myself. And of course, my body was like, my subconscious was like, well, we'll prove you right. You want to be infertile? We'll make you that. and it's your mindset. And so if you label yourself, or you're allowing other people to label you, and you really take that on, then your body will, your subconscious mind will just lead you that way. And so with your mindset, if you can, you know, I didn't have proof I could get pregnant naturally until I got pregnant naturally after 8 years. But if I had a coach or, you know, someone like me saying, look, just change that mindset. You don't need proof. Change your mindset, and it will allow you to start taking the physical actions you need to take. Because it's not like this fake positivity, just think you'll get pregnant and you will. Like, that was not my case. I could not think my way into pregnancy. I physically had issues that I had to address with diet, lifestyle, and all that. And some people will need medical assistance to help with this. But yeah, it's crazy. And we like our labels in society, right? And even if it comes down to labeling men as men and women as women, you know, and I think it puts the power into the machine's hand. You know, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but IVF is only 40 years old, and now it's a almost $1 trillion industry. They want you to think you're infertile. They want you to think that there's nothing you can do. And
it's also the easy way, right? I mean, if you think about it, it's,
yeah,
oh, just go for IVF, you know, instead of, you know, go for nutritional counseling and let's see what's really at the core of what the issue is. It's like, take a Tylenol, it'll solve the symptom, right? Rather than let's figure out what the root cause is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to downplay IVF. I mean, it's physically hard, financially hard, mentally hard. But if I had to choose an easy route between looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you have to change your diet, you have to change your mindset, you have to go back and do your trauma, you know, with your childhood stuff, you have to get sleep, you can't drink anymore, you can't be the socialite that you love to be, you can't work the 60-hour work week and expect your body to heal and do what it's wanting to do that, but you're not supporting it to do that. You have to take those action steps. IVF is much easier. I feel like IVF is more tangible too, right? You do this process for 30 to 60 days, you know, depending on your regimes, and you will know the outcome. You will know what your embryos are like, whether you get them, whether you don't, how many. Where when you're doing the diet and lifestyle, it just takes so long to see results, and especially the ultimate goal result, that people are like, oh no. But now with my coaching that I do for women, I'm like, look, IVF will be there. It ain't going away. And when you rush into these procedures, it actually can make your journey a lot longer.
Yeah.
Because it puts you back.
Exactly. And it takes so much of your body, right? I mean, you've gone through it. I've only heard about kind of the stress that it puts on your body, but it does, from what I understand, it puts so much stress on the body as well when you're going through the process.
Well, your ovaries basically become, it feels like you're carrying grapefruits down there, mm-hmm. and your ovaries are never, ever supposed to get that way. Mm-hmm. So when these women are doing back-to-back cycles, I didn't consciously not do it. I think I was just taking my husband's like laid back approach. And because I was younger, it didn't feel like a rush. But yeah, I get clients who have done 3-4 rounds of IVF within 6 months to a year. And they're like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, I'm exhausted just hearing your story. And it's like, you may need to take a step back and reconnect your body, because not only before the IVF treatments was your body screaming out to you, I'm not healthy, but after all those drugs, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what we had talked about before too, is that I think the influence and the impact that hormones play in our body is so little understood. It's not very well understood. And I think that my understanding of IVF is that, you know, you're almost injecting hormones into your body as well. Yeah. Right. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, it is, it just, the way that it's working through the system, it can't be easy on the body in that way.
And yeah, your body has to detox.
Yeah,
your body detoxes everything you put in it. Yeah. And I mean, for a few of my rounds, they basically put me into menopause before I even started the cycle. So they shut down your whole body and then they take over the phases.
Wow.
And then when you're dealing with an autoimmune issue, you're then put on immune suppressing drugs, mm-hmm. which includes Clexane and interlipids and steroids, which I truly believe if you're not helping your body tackle the root cause, you're literally causing more of an inflammation chaos. Mm-hmm. And yes, you might get pregnant. A lot of people are finding success. I knew I found success with immune suppressing drugs with my IVF baby, but I was doing everything I possibly could on a health and wellness to help keep my gut health strong during the steroids, keep my mental health going, because steroids causes insomnia. So it's very, very important to have that mix. I'm not demonizing the medication, but a lot of doctors won't go near that medication, and rightly so, because there's no proof that we're not doing more damage by using that medication.
Right.
And a lot of the statistics with IVF that are coming out with the child's health, you're seeing higher rates of autism, ADHD, food sensitivities. I don't believe it's the IVF process itself. I believe it's the mother's health. And we're basically at that stage, if you don't specifically need or IVF treatment to help you get pregnant, you're tricking the body into doing what it obviously was telling you, I'm not healthy enough to do.
Right.
And I think that's why we're seeing those increased rates.
No,
that's just my opinion.
No, I mean, it makes sense. I think there's so much more to explore. I think the blend of Eastern and Western philosophies on this one, science versus quote unquote spiritual, though they're essentially becoming one and the same anyway, in my point of view, I think there's a lot to explore. And one of the other questions that I had for you too, Monica, is that, you mentioned before that you, as you were going through this, you quit your job and then you were able to get pregnant. And so I know, if I were listening, I would say, well, are you saying that like it's either being fertile or being, employed? So what is your view on that?
No, not at all. I was in a very fortunate situation. My husband actually was moving locations for his job, so it just all kind of made sense. We sold our house. So we were just in the right situation to do that. I get a lot of clients that absolutely cannot quit their job. A lot of them are using their job for the IVF treatment itself, for the insurance. So when you're in that position, or even if you don't want to quit your job, right? Like you just love your job, is finding ways to cope. So you have to find that balance of giving your adrenals the rest they need and enjoying life as well, enjoying your job and drawing lines in the sand. So it's just about making better decisions. And say if you need to stay in your job, but you hate your job, or there's stressful situations about your job, it's finding ways to help cope with that stress. So you're not flying off the handle. So you're not, triggering the fight or flight mode every single day and being in that state. So that's where the mindfulness comes in, and finding what's your kind of thing that you like. Do you like yoga? Do you like meditation? Do you like movement meditation, journaling? I'm not joking here, punching walls, going to a boxing class, or there's this new form of yoga called booty yoga, where it is all about like shaking your hips and doing primal and tribal movements and just getting that rage out. So you just have to find coping skills. Emotional freedom tapping works really well. You can go to the toilet and do your tapping. Breath work is really important. So it's not a realistic thing to everyone quit their jobs. But it is just being honest with yourself. and saying like, hey, where can I make improvements and where can I do these things?
Yeah, thanks so much, Monica. I totally agree with you. And I think your story and you personally so perfectly embody this concept of mind, body, and spirit and how they're so integral. You know, each piece is so integral to the success of the other and to the success of the whole. And so I want to thank you so much for coming on today. We're out of time, but this has been such a great conversation and a conversation that I think a lot of our audience will resonate with, especially given that we are in a society of constantly being on the go and with highest expectations of ourselves to get there in terms of success, especially if people are listening about success, right? So share with us one last piece, if you don't mind. How do they get in touch with you? And, you know, what is it that they can do in terms of working with you?
Yeah. So you can find me at Finding Fertility on Instagram, and I love TikTok. So you can find me there making a fool of myself. And my website is findingfertility.co. And I have several ways. I have journals for people if they love journaling. I have one-to-one coaching, and I have an online group program as well that they can get into. So many different ways to explore options.
That's awesome. And so we will put the links to Monica's website. And I think I'll also include the link to your podcast too. And then so that this way people can find you, listen to your stories, to other people's stories. And thank you again, Monica, for being on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. I will talk to you soon. So I'm going to stop.